fellowship which we are experiencing. And now again, O gracious Lord, we pray that you will bless us with the presence and power of thy Holy Spirit, and that through our dear brother Pippinger, he may move so mightily that we will not hear our dear brother, but the voice and instruction which comes from thy divine grace through the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray this and we thank you, O Lord. Amen. So without any beating about the bush, it's a great pleasure to welcome back our dear brother Jeff Pippinger as he brings this vital message to us. Brother, may God richly bless you.
Thank you. Before we get back directly into our notes, if you were here early this morning, you've seen a couple posters out in the back that were free, and they're all that I could bring. I would have brought more if I could have. Next week, we're going to discuss Daniel 8, and part of that discussion will be concerning the daily in the book of Daniel. Well, I thought this was... Oh, it dropped. And in any case, most people that are familiar with early writings know that Sister White identified the pioneer position of the daily as the correct view, and she referred to a chart that was made during the pioneer movement. That small chart is a facsimile of the pioneer chart, the 1843 chart. And in the early part of the 1900s, 1901, a different view came into Adventism about what the daily is. And from that point on, of course, there was a lot of trying to reinterpret what Sister White said in early writings about that chart and about the pioneer position. And most people that get into that discussion, including the people that disagree with the pioneer position, and the pioneer position is that the daily represents paganism and pagan Rome, whereas the new view that came in at the beginning of the last century said that the daily in the book of Daniel represented the work that Christ is doing in the most holy place. And by the way, if you're not familiar with this topic, but you are a Seventh-day Adventist, chances are you believe the daily is representing Christ's work in the most holy place, because that's what's taught in our colleges, our universities, and our schools today. It's what you'll find in almost all Adventist books, but it is the incorrect view. And in the argument that has taken place in Adventism, you'll find the arguments about why you need to reinterpret what Sister White said in early writings concerning that chart, concerning the pioneer position. But you do not find a great deal of discussion about that other chart that was out